That's when it took a hiccup. V'yalef yomim 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 mi bati yarechayma. We learn that. What does yomim yomim mean? Like it says in the pasha, bati yarechayma. Mahasam yud beis chaydish. Afkan yud beis chaydish. Here also means yud beis chaydish. Rashi says the sivbu yomim tiyo golosa. You could redeem it for yomim. Malala means yud beis chaydish. Like the Pesukim are explained over there. Here also yomim means that Avshalom took a haircut once a year. So you see, if a person is a Nazir Olam, he has this kula that he's allowed to take a haircut once a year. That's the shear of how long a person's hair grows when it becomes heavy upon him. Rabbi Neroy Yoimer Megaleach Achas Lamejoim. He also know once in 30 days you're allowed to take a haircut. That's called Reba, that's called heavy hair. Rabbi Yosef Yoimer Megaleach Mer Shabbos Erev Shabbos. Once a week. The hair grows 7 days worth of hair, that's called heavy hair ready. That also you have had to take a haircut. Once in 7 days. We'll soon see how he knows it. Osha came with Sinab of Nei Malachim, by the Malachim also did like that. Shemagalchim Erev Shabbos Erev Shabbos. The B'nai Melachim is supposed to take a haircut every week, once a week is supposed to take a haircut. That was their minig. Rashi says, Shekei Metzina means Shekei Noigim. That was the minig, that's the way they used to act. Alright, turn over. Yeah. Now, my time of the Rebbe. What's the Svar of Rebbe, the first man of the Yoma that says that Avshalom took a haircut once a year? Is Yalef mi bati yarechayma. Like we said before, it says yamim yamima, yamim yamim. So he learns that from bati yarechayma. That means what? Once a year. Yalef mi bati yarechayma. For the Gemara, I bore Rabbi Yehuda Yomar and yamim chusim mishnayim. Rabbi always says the word yamim usually means two. Like, in the Ratzai says, the dorish mi yamim tiyagulosa yashayna moicha yachuligo pochas mishna yamim. You have to wait for at least 2 days. So Rabbi Dashin's usually the word yom means 2 days. So how come over here he says it means a year? Now the Gemara, Hagzeira Shava, Mishum Koived Gemiri. I'll tell you here it's different. Because what are we learning out now? There's a Svar if you're a Nazir Olam, that a Nazirus, you can't take a haircut. Just when your hair becomes so heavy on you, then you have a heter. So if we're learning out how long is called heavy hair, that's a Svar over Shnei Yomim Leka Koived. That in 2 days, your hair that grows in 2 days doesn't bother you. So that's for sure here when the Pasuk says, Vahimikate Yomim, Liyomim, it does not mean that he waited 2 days to take a haircut. Because after 2 days, your hair does not bother you. So Pshit here, it means something else. That's why here, Rabbi learns out from Bati Yorichayma, that it means from year to year. Fred Gemara, good, Vyema, Beishonim, but maybe it means 2 years then. Yomim means two, so good, it means a year to year, but maybe it means from 2 years to 2 years, maybe it meant. Maybe every second year you can take a haircut. The Chassid that the Pasuk says, Vehim Miketz Nasayim Yomim, Les Pasha, by Miketz, so at the end of 2 years, that's when Paro had a dream. So you see, Yomim can mean 2 years. And the Gemara, Donin Yomim Sheni Moim Shonim, Mi Yomim Sheni Moim Shonim. Our Gzeir Shav, it says Yomim Liyomim, and it says Abot Erechayim also, it says Yomim Yomim. And it does not say the word Shonim in these two places. Mashenka here by Miketz, it says, Vahi Miketz Nasayim Yomim. It doesn't say the word Shonim here either. V'yayachiyach zeh sheshim v'yesh imoi Shonim. V'yayachiyach shnayim Yomim, Yomim here means Shonim, means years. Mishnasayim, you're right, yeah. Vahi Miketz Nasayim Yomim, which Nasayim, that goes the word Shonim right. It says the word Shnasayim right. So here is different Yomim, so we don't learn out from Miketz. Rather, we learn out what it says Baruchayma, that it means from year to year. Fred Gemara v'yema lamid yom. Maybe it means every 30 days. Tichsiv, it says in the Pasuk, ad chodesh yomim. It says chodesh yomim. Mashma yomim goes on a month. So maybe Avshalom took a haircut once a month. So Mara says again, donin yomim sheni moyim chadoshim. Mi yomim sheni moyim chadoshim. The yomim that it says Babashalim and the yom that it says Bati Yerachayma, it does not say the word Chodesh there. So this Pasuk, and do not learn out, V'yal Yechiyach Zeh, don't learn out from this Pasuk in Bamidbar, Sheyeshi Moy Chadoshim. So here it does say the word Chadoshim. Therefore we don't learn out from this Pasuk of Ad Chodesh Yomim. For the Gemara V'yayim Meyach, let's learn from another Pasuk by Shoftim, that it says Miyomim Yomima, that they went a few times a year there. Miyamim Yamim, it says by the daughter of Yiftach, it says there, that Like Rashi says, Telachna b'nois Yisrael. Listeners. Labas Yiftach, Dalad Yom Hashar, it says they went to visit her 4 times a year. Da'ayno yoy mechon l'shloshe chadoshim. He went once in 3 months. So maybe Yochinami neymer. The Megalei Chayav Sholom, the Gimel Chadoshim. Maybe once in 3 months, he took a haircut. It says over there, Miyamim Yamima. That over there, by Yiftach, he made a neder, his daughter, she met a korban, so he put her away. But it says, once in 4 times a year, her friends went to visit her. So most probably means to say they went like 1/3 of a year. After 3 months, they went to visit her. After they went 4 times, after 3 months, they went to visit her. So Gemara says, no. Donin Yomim Miyomim V'yein Domim Yomim Miyomima. There it says Miyomim Yomima. So Yomima is a different word. But Yosef it says Yomim, and there it says Yomima, it's a different word. Fred Gemara Sawata Maynaf Kamina, what's the difference? For a ton of the Rebbe Yishmael, Yishmael always learns. The Pasuk says V'shev HaKoyin Abu HaKoyin. He means the Koyin came back to see the Nega. Zui Shiva Zui Bia. It means the same thing, and you can learn out one from the other. So you see, even though it says a different word, Shave and Boar, since it means close the same thing, you can make Xerah Shavah, learn out one from the other. So here also, maybe learn out from the words of Miyomim Yamima, that means once in 3 months. So Mariah says, Poshid, Hani Mili, true. When do we say you can make this Xerah Shavah? To learn out from the Shave and from a Boar, Hecha the Lekha the Domile. When you have no better way to learn out one from the other, you can learn out that way also. Aval Hecha the Ika the Domile. But like us, the Pasuk of Avshalom says, V'imikets yomim liyomim. And by Boti Arachayim also says the words yomim yomim. So Mela, since it says the exact words twice, you're better off learning out from this to that. Rather, the Domilei and the Domilei Afinan, we learn out from the words that are exactly alike, and not from different words, even though it's only slightly different. And Ikad Yamri somewhere is a little bit different. You don't learn out from Bayiftach, because over there, how do we know the chol? How do we know that they went in equal intervals once every 3 months? Dilma may be arba zimni b'shosa. True, they went 4 times a year, but maybe not at regular intervals. Could be arba yachin chadzimna, tre yachin b'chadzimna. They waited first 4 months and they went once. Then the next 2 months they went once. So you don't know it was regular intervals there, therefore you can't learn out from over there. Could be they went 4 times a year, but you don't know it was exactly 3 months, 3 months, 3 months, 3 months. Maybe they waited first 4 months, they went once to visit her, then after the next 2 months they went. So that wouldn't make sense by Naziris, because Naziris has to have equal intervals, one after another, how the hair grows so long. So therefore it's not a smart learn out from Yiftach, therefore rather we learn out from Bati Yerechaima to say the haircut was taken once a year. Rabbi Neroy Yom, before we had Megaleach Achas L'Shoshim Yom. He holds a Nazir Oilam is allowed to take a haircut once in 30 days. For the Gemara, my time, what's his reasoning? My time, Megabe Kahanim. How come you're telling me now by Kahanim? Why is a Kohen supposed to take a haircut once in 30 days? Mishum Dika Koved. Because if he lets his hair grow more than 30 days, it's not nice. It's called the yes COVID. He'll have too much hair on him. His ochinam yikah COVID. That's a svar here also. A nazirayla muslim has the right to take a haircut once in 30 days. Because more than that, it's also called this COVID there. We have Yosi Yom Megaleach Neiru Shabbos Neiru Shabbos. Yosi says no, he's even allowed to take a haircut once a week. For the Gemara, if so, ma'iko b'nei l'shar achoyi. Like, why is he any different than any other person? Like, every person who doesn't take more than once a week. So what's the pshat? He's a Nazir Olam. Where's his Naziris? If everybody takes a haircut once a week, and he also can take one once a week, like, where's it Nikah that he's different than anybody else? So Marin said the difference would be in the case of Yom Tov Shachal Liyos B'Yemtza Shabbos. What's going to be if Yom Tov comes out in the middle of the week? The Achoyi Megalchin, that the other brothers, other Jews, are supposed to take a haircut there of Yom Tov. Even though you took a haircut Erev Shabbos, still you should take another haircut Erev Yom Tov. Avahu, this person, since he's a Nazir Olam, Loi Megaleach, he can't take a haircut in the middle of the week. He has to wait. He can't take less than once a week. He has to wait the 7 days in between. Inami, another teretz is legluche min safra. Now, the meaner is, when can you take a sekor on Friday? Can you take it Friday morning? Inami legluche min safra the mali shabbat. That achoyi megalchin, the any other Jew, the other brothers, they could take the sekor Friday morning. But ihu, this person that's a nazareilam, is le megalchi ad panya. He has to wait till right before Shabbos. He can't take it Friday morning, it's too early. He has to wait till before Shabbos, then he takes his haircut. Now the Gemara goes back to, the Pasuk says by Avshalom, Vahi miketz aboyim shona. For the Gemara, Hani aboyim shona maya v'retayu. What's the pshat that was the end of 40 years, then Avshalom said to the Melech, Elchon av Yashalom es nadorai. Why did he wait these 40 years? We have Neroi Yom Meshum Yavishua, Leketz Mem Shona, Shesholu Lehen Melech. Pshata, the Indian of this 40 years was, this was the end of 40 years after that Klai Yisrael asked for a Melech. And Tana was learnt, Oysa Shona, Shesholu Lehen Melech, Hishnas Esa Leshmul HaRamasi. That the year when the Yidin asked for a Melech, that's the Shmul HaRamasi was 10 years old that year. Let's put down and say the word. Right, the Mishnah says like this: Stam Nezirus Lamajoyim. Even though before we had different halakas of Nezirus Shimshin, Nezirus Oilam, but a Stam Nazir, when a person says Stam Harel Aliyas Nazir, Stam Nezirus is only for 30 days. For the Gemara, we know Hanimili. How do we know this? The Torah never says 30 days. How do we know it? Amar Rav Masna Makor, the Pasuk says Kodosh Yia. He a Nazir should become Kodosh Yia. Yudhei. So it asks in years, Begmatria Tlos in heaven. That years, Begmatria 30. Therefore, Nazirus is 30 days. Bar Podu Omar, Keneged, Nazir, Nizroi, Hormim Batoro, Lamet Chosarachas. It says 29 times in the Torah. And, Batirish, Ksuvim Bapashas Nazir. O Knemda Moshech Stam, Nazirus Choftes Yoin. Avagav the Tinsa Shloishim Mugashat Tiyur with the Minyanim Yishlem with the Nazir El Akav Arosh Shlehevi Minyanim Loshin Kesek Nam Kalila. Kitzur says it 29 times. That's how we know for 30 days. We have Master Nam for the Mar Nam in Eluf Minozin Nizroi. Om Lachuhula Drasha. We need for the drushes. It's not meant just for the Minyan alone. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here. We'll start again tomorrow. Yeah. He holding off Hey Yom Aleph on the bottom, the Mishnah. Again, Stam Nazir Islam Ejoim. Stam, when a person is Mekabel upon himself to be a Nazir, if you say Herei Alai, Nazir, so Menastam, you're for 30 days a Nazir. That's what our Stam Mishnah says. Now the Gemara says, Minohan Emili. How do we know this? That Stam Nazir is 30 days. Some Rav Masna, Omar Karo Rav Masna knows with Asher from the Posik that says, Kodosh Yiyah. Says when you become a Nazir, you become Kodesh Yiyah. So Dashin Yiyah is Begmatria Tlosin. As Yudhei, that comes out to be 30. Havoy, it's 30. Bar Poda Omar Kineged Nazir Nizroi Hamurim Batara. Apoda says no, it's Kineged how many times the Torah says the word of Nazir or Nizroi. And it says it 29 times in the Torah. It says Lamid Chosarachas. 30 missing one, which is 29. So really, according to Bar Poda, Stam Nazirus is only 29 days, not like our Mishnah. We'll soon see why the Mishnah says 30 days. But according to Bar Poda, Stam Nazir is only 29 days, because the Torah says 29 times the Indian of Nazir on Israel. Now the Gemara says, Rav Masna, Nami Nelef Minozan Israel. How come Rav Masna doesn't darshan also like Rav Poda does, the amount of how many times the Torah says the word Nazir in Israel? So where it says, Omalok Rav Masna answers back and says, Hahu Lidrosha, that a lot of these words are not extra. A lot of times when the Torah says the word Nizroi or Nazir, it's to tell us a drosha. From one Vidarshan, Miyayin Vesheicho Yazir. That's what the Torah says you should keep away from drinking wine and old wine is less Yayin Mitzvah Kiyayin Rishus like we had before. It comes to teach us that even if you made a Shavua, that today you're going to drink wine, and then you become a Nazir, that it's also for you to drink wine, even though there's like a mitzvah, chiyuv shvua, for you to drink wine today. But since you're mekabel upon yourself, Naziris, you don't have to drink the wine. So this word Yazir, is not extra. Another drush we make is the pasuk says, "Ki yafli lindor neder nozil hazir." If a person speaks out to make a neder to become a nozir, so it teaches us, Malamed, this comes to teach us, Sheha nizirus chalo al nizirus, that nizirus is chalo al nizirus. That even though a person was mekabel once to become a nozir, and Tosfos says the case is, the imam mahareni nozir v'nozir, if a person stam says, Hareni nozir v'nozir l'yitzruch, the mishtam eshaper kishishalm ziros of rishoin, the maskul mayan nizirusheini. Then it's mashma clearly, when I finish my first nizirus, then I want to start a second time. That's pshita. So where do we need the pasuk for? So he says with the third Tosfos, second Tosfos, the Yitzra Kro, when do we need the pasuk? Leicha diyama hareni nozir hayoim. The person says, I want to be a nozir hayoim, v'nozir, and then a second time. To heaven on the Meima, really we should have said, Leichal olay, the second Nazir should not be chal. Because since he said the word hayoim, it's like saying two times today, you can only be one time today a nozir. So that's the chiddush of the pasuk. No, still we say shanaziris chal on naziris. That the loch is you have to keep one time to be a nozir 30 days, and after you bring your kabbonis, then you start over again a second naziris. So that's this pasuk of limdo neder nozir hazal Hashem that you can mekabel twice naziris in one shot, naziris chal on naziris. So that's what the Ramasna says, that a lot of these words of nozir is not extra. So I can't use them to count them to know how many days a nozir is. Therefore, a master says, I rather dash in a posik, kodesh yiya, that yiya is the gematria 30. Nothing more says about